Om Sahana Bhavatu, Sahana Punatu, Sahaviryam Karavavahai, Tejasvinapati Tamastu Mavidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Let's do 8 repetitions of Ganana for this special day. Om Ganana Antwa Ganapatigun Havamahe Kavin Kavinam Upamashravastamam Jeshtarajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata Anashrim Vannuti Vizzi Dasadhanam Om Mahaganapataye Namaha. Om Ganana Antwa Ganapatigum Havamahe Kavin Kavinam Upamashravastamam Jeshtarajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata Anashrim Vannuti Vizzi Dasadhanam Om Mahaganapataye Namaha. Om Ganana Antwa Ganapatigum Havamahe Kavin Kavinam Upamashravastamam Jeshtarajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata Anashrim Vannuti Vidsi Dasadhanam Om Mahaganapataye Namaha.
Can I stop you for a minute? On yours, when you say the Mahaganapataye, I always say Om, Om Mahaganapataye. Do you have a down on there? Do you have a... you have to add the Om. I told people before. On your, I think, I'm wondering if there's a typo on this. I was following it just to make sure that I had the swaras correct. Can I see yours? Can I see yours for a minute, Penny? Yeah. Okay, there's a... I'm sorry. My book here has a... Sometimes these books have typos. You should have it on yours. Mahaganapataye down. Mahaganapataye namaha. So... Just wanted to mention. Om Ganana Antwa Ganapatigum Havamahe Kavin Kavinam Upamashravastamam Jeshtarajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata Anashrin Vannuti Vidsi Dasadhanam Om Mahaganapataye Namaha. Om Ganana Antwa Ganapatigum Havamahe Kavin Kavinam Upamashravastamam Jeshtarajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata Anashrin Vannuti Vidsi Dasadhanam Om Mahaganapataye Namaha. Om Ganana Antwa Ganapatigum Havamahe Kavin Kavinam Upamashravastamam Jeshtarajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata Anashrin Vannuti Vidsi Dasadhanam Om Mahaganapataye Namaha. Om Ganana Antwa Ganapatigum Havamahe Kavin Kavinam Upamashravastamam Jeshtarajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata Anashrin Vannuti Vidsi Dasadhanam Om Mahaganapataye Namaha. Om Ganana Antwa Ganapatigum Havamahe Kavin Kavinam Upamashravastamam Jeshtarajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata Anashrin Vannuti Vidsi Dasadhanam Om Mahaganapataye Namaha. Om Ganana Antwa Ganapatigum Havamahe Kavin Kavinam Upamashravastamam Jeshtarajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata Anashrin Vannuti Vidsi Dasadhanam Om Mahaganapataye Namaha.
What 8 characters?
Just 8. just because I picked that number, and sometimes at the ashram when we're doing like the Dakshinamurti Stotra and we do something for Swamiji, we do 8. So I just picked that. Let's do Mrityunjaya. Try to get my Shruti a little higher. Om Trayambakaya Jamahe Sugandhim Pushti Vartanam Urvarukamiva Bantanam Mrityor Mukshiyam Amrita Ata. Om Trayambakaya Jamahe Sugandhim Pushti Vartanam Urvarukamiva Bantanam Mrityor Mukshiyam Amrita Ata. Om Trayambakaya Jamahe Sugandhim Pushti Vartanam Urvarukamiva Bantanam Mrityor Mukshiyam Amrita Ata. Om Trayambakaya Jamahe Sugandhim Pushti Vartanam Urvarukamiva Bantanam Mrityor Mukshiyam Amrita Ata. Om Trayambakaya Jamahe Sugandhim Pushti Vartanam Urvarukamiva Bantanam Mrityor Mukshiyam Amrita Ata. Om Trayambakaya Jamahe Sugandhim Pushti Vartanam Urvarukamiva Bantanam Mrityor Mukshiyam Amrita Ata. Om Trayambakaya Jamahe Sugandhim Pushti Vartanam Urvarukamiva Bantanam Mrityor Mukshiyam Amrita Ata. Om Trayambakaya Jamahe Sugandhim Pushti Vartanam Urvarukamiva Bantanam Mrityor Mukshiyam Amrita Ata. Om Trayambakaya Jamahe Sugandhim Pushti Vartanam Urvarukamiva Bantanam Mrityor Mukshiyam Amrita Ata. Om. Chinnamitra. Let's see if we can do this together. Go slowly first. Om Om Shanno Mitra Shambharunaha Shanno Pavatvaryama Shanna Indro Brahaspatihi Shanno Vishnurukramaha Namo Brahmane Namaste Vayo Twameva Pratyaksham Brahmasi Twameva Pratyaksham Brahma Vadishyami Pratam Vadishyami Satyam Vadishyami Tanmamavatu Tadvaktaramavatu Avatu Mam Avatu Vaktaram. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Repeat after me. Om Shanno Mitra Shambharunaha.
Om Shanno Mitra Shambharunaha.
Shanno Pavatvaryama.
Shanno Pavatvaryama.
Shanna Indro Brahaspatihi.
Shanno
Vishnururukramaha.
Shanno Vishnururukramaha.
Shanno Vishnururukramaha. Namo Brahmane.
Namo Brahmane.
Namaste Vayo.
Namaste Vayo.
Twameva Pratyaksham Brahmasi.
Twameva Pratyaksham
Brahmasi.
Twameva Pratyaksham
Brahmasi. Twameva Pratyaksham
Brahma
Vadishyami. Twameva Pratyaksham
Brahma Vadishyami.
Ratang Vadishyami.
Brahma Vadishyami.
Satyam Vadishyami.
Satyam Vadishyami.
Tanmam Avatu.
Tanmam Avatu.
Tad Bhaktaram Avatu.
Tad Bhaktaram Avatu.
Avatu Mam.
Avatu Mam.
Avatu Bhaktaram. Avatu Vaktaram.
Avatu Vaktaram.
Avatu Vaktaram.
Avatu Vaktaram.
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Together. Om Shanno Mitra Shambarunaha Shanno Pavatvaryama Shanna Indra Brahaspatihi Shanna Vishnurukramaha Namo Brahmane Namaste Vayo Twameva Pratyaksham Brahmasi Twameva Pratyaksham Brahma Vadishyami Ratam Vadishyami Satyam Vadishyami Tanmamavatu Tad Vaktaram Avatu, Avatu Mam, Avatu Vaktaram. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Tad Brahma.
Well, let's try together and then we'll do like we do with the last one.
Om Om Badram Karane Vishvinuyama Devaha Badram Pashe Makshapir Yajatraha Stirai Rangai Istishtuvagum Sastanupihi Vyashema Devahitan Yadayuhu Swastina Indro Vrittashravaha Swasina Pusha Vishwavedaha Swasina Sarksho Arishtanemihi Swasino Brahaspatir Tathatu Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Repeat after me.
Om Padram Karne Pishvinuyama Devaha
Om Padram Karne
Om Bhadrang, it's Om Bhadrang, okay. Om Bhadrang Karne Vishrinuyama Devaha.
Om Bhadrang Karne Vishrinuyama Devaha.
Om Bhadrang. That Anuswara that you see there is going to be pronounced like the guttural nasal. Okay, it's not Bhadram, it's Bhadrang, okay.
Om Badrang Karne Vish.
Om Badrang Karne Vish.
Srinu. Om Badrang Karne Vish.
Om Badrang Karne Vish.
Srinu Yama Devaha.
Srinu Yama Devaha.
Om Badrang Karne Vish. Srinu Yama Devaha.
Om Badram Karne Vishrinuyama Devaha.
Om Badram Karne Vishrinuyama Devaha.
Om Badram Karne Vishrinuyama Devaha.
Badram Pashe Makshabhir Yajatraha.
Badram Pashe Makshabhir Yajatraha.
Badram Pashe Makshapir Yajatraha.
Badram Pashe Makshapir Yajatraha.
Badram Pashe Makshapir Yajatraha.
Badram Pashe Makshapir Yajatraha.
Badram Pashe Ma.
Badram Pashe Ma.
Badram Pashe Makshapir.
Badram Pashe Makshapir.
Yajatraha.
Yajatraha.
Badram Pashe Makshapir. Yajatraha.
Badram Pashe Makshapir. Yajatraha.
Bhadram Pashe Makshabhir Yajatraha.
Bhadram Pashe Makshabhir Yajatraha.
Stirai Rangai.
Stirai Rangai.
Stushtu Vagum Sastanubihi. Stushtu Vagum Sastanubihi. Stirai Rangai Stushtu Vagum Sastanubihi.
Stirai Rangai Stushtu Vagum Sastanubihi.
Vyashema Deva Hitam Yadayuhu. Vyashema Deva Hitam Yadayuhu. Vyashema Deva Hitam Yadayuhu.
Vyashema Deva Hitam Yadayuhu.
Swastina Indro Vrittashravaha.
Swastina Indro Vrittashravaha.
Swastina Indro Vrittashravaha.
Swastina Indro
Vrittashravaha.
Vrittashravaha.
Swastina Indro Vrittashravaha.
Swastina Indro Vrittashravaha.
Swastina Pusha Vishwavedaha.
Swastina Pusha Vishwavedaha.
Swastina Pusha Vishwavedaha.
Swastina Pusha Vishwavedaha.
Swastina Starksho Arishtanemihi.
Swastina Starksho Arishtanemihi.
Swastina Starksho Arishtanemihi.
Swastina Starksho Arishtanemihi.
Swastino Brahaspatir Tathatu.
Swastino Brahaspatir Tathatu.
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Let's just go through once together. I'm going to raise my shruti a little bit.
Om Bhadram Karane Vishnuyama Devaha. Bhadram Pashe Makshabhir Yajatraha. Stirai Rangai Istushtu Vagum Sastanubihi. Vyashema Devahitan Yadayuhu. Swastina Indro Vrittashravaha. Swastina Pusha Vishwavedaha. Swastina Starksho Arishtanemihi. Swastino Brahaspatir Tathatu. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Let's turn this off. Together. We'll try.
Om yaschandasa mrishabho vishvarupaha chando pyodhyamrita atsam babhuva samendro metaya aspranotu amritasya devatarano bhuyasam shariram me vicharshanam jihva me matumattama Karna abhyam puri vishravam brahmana koshosi metaya pihitaha shritam me gopaya. Om shanti shanti shanti.
Repeat.
Om yaschandasa mrishabho.
Om yaschandasa mrishabho.
Vishvarupaha.
Vishvarupaha.
Om yaschandasa mrishabho vishvarupaha.
Om yaschandasa mrishabho vishvarupaha.
Chando pyo dhyamrita at.
Chando pyo dhyamrita at.
chando pyo tyamrata at.
Chando pyo tyamrata
at. Chando pyo tyamrata at.
Chando pyo tyamrata at.
Sambhapova.
Sambhapova.
Chando pyo tyamrata at. Sambhapova. Chando pyo tyamrata at sambhabhuva. Samindro medaya aspranotu.
Samindro medaya aspranotu.
Samindro medaya aspranotu. Amritasya devatarano.
Amritasya devatarano.
Bhuyasam.
Bhuyasam.
Amritasya devatarano. Bhuyasam.
Amritasya devatarano. Bhuyasam.
Amritasya devatarano.
Amritasya devatarano.
Bhuyasam.
Bhuyasam.
Dharano bhuyasam.
Dharano bhuyasam.
Amritasya deva dharano bhuyasam.
Amritasya deva dharano bhuyasam.
Amritasya deva dharano bhuyasam.
Amritasya deva dharano bhuyasam.
Shariram me vicharshanam.
Shariram me vicharshanam.
Shariram me vicharshanam.
Shariram me vicharshanam.
Jehva me matumattama.
Jehva me matumattama.
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 Jehva me matumattama.
Jehva me matumattama.
Jehva me matumattama.
Jehva me matumattama.
Karna abhyam puri vishruvam.
Karna abhyam puri vishruvam.
Karna abhyam puri vishruvam.
Karna abhyam puri vishruvam.
Brahmanak koshosi me. Brahmanak koshosi.
Brahmanak.
Metaya pihitaha.
Metaya pihitaha.
Metaya.
Metaya.
Pihitaha.
Pihitaha.
Metaya pihitaha.
Metaya pihitaha.
It's that da and ya are the same. Metaya.
Metaya.
Metaya pihitaha.
Metaya pihitaha.
And the P goes up. Metaya pihitaha.
Metaya pihitaha.
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 Short E. Pihitaha.
Pihitaha.
Brahmanak koshosi metaya 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 pihitaha.
Brahmanak koshosi metaya.
There's no this between the si and the me. It's there's really no space, right? So
Brahmanak koshosi metaya pihitaha. Hear that? Brahmanak koshosi metaya pihitaha. Go ahead.
Brahmanak
koshosi metaya
pihitaha.
Koshosi metaya.
Koshosi metaya.
Koshosi metaya.
Pihitaha.
Brahmanak koshosi metaya pihitaha.
Brahmanak koshosi metaya
pihitaha. The sea and the
Koshi, that C is short E. Brahmana kosho si metaya pihitaha.
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 Chant it with me. We'll chant it together and just try to follow me so we get into the same rhythm, okay?
Brahmana kosho si metaya pihitaha. 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 Shritam me gopaya.
Shritam me gopaya.
Shritam me gopaya. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
So together.
Om Yaschandasa Mrishapo Vishvarupaha Chando Pyo Jamrita Atsam Papuva Samendro Metaya Aspranotu Amritasya Devatarano Puyasam Shariram Me Vicharshanam Jihwa Me Matumattama Karna Abhyam Bhuri Vishruvam Brahmana Kosho Sime Taya Pihitaha Shrutam Me Gopaya Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Do a humbug shift here. So with this, repeat after me. We haven't not worked on this very much yet.
Om aham vrikshasya reriva. Om aham vrikshasya reriva.
I made a mistake. It's aham. Okay.
Om aham vrikshasya reriva. Om aham vrikshasya reriva. Om aham vrikshasya reriva.
Om aham vrikshasya reriva.
Kirti prishtam gireriva.
Kirti prishtam gireriva.
So it's kirtif, right?
Kirtif prishtam. Kirtif prishtam. Kirtif prishtam gireriva.
Kirtif
prishtam.
And that first E is long, so
kirtif prishtam.
Kirtif
prishtam gireriva. Kirtif prishtam gireriva. Urdhva pavitro vajiniva. Urdhva pavitro. Urdhva pavitro. Urdhva pavitro vajiniva. Vajiniva.
Vajiniva.
Swamritam asmi.
Swamritam asmi.
Swamritam asmi.
Swamritam asmi.
Urdhva pavitro vajiniva. Swamritam asmi.
Urdhva pavitro vajiniva. Swamritam asmi.
Urdhva pavitro vajiniva. Swamritam asmi. Dravina gumsa varchasam. Dravina gumsa varchasam. Sumedha amritokshitaha.
Sumedha
amritokshitaha. Iti prishankor vedanuvachanam.
Iti prishankor
Trishankor Veda Nuvachanam.
Veda Nuvachanam.
Veda Nuvachanam.
Veda Nuvachanam.
Iti Trishankor Veda Nuvachanam.
Iti Trishankor Veda Nuvachanam.
So, each section we're going to do three times.
Om Aham Vrikshasya Reriva.
Om Aham Vrikshasya Reriva.
Om Aham Vrikshasya Reriva.
Om Aham Vrikshasya Reriva.
Kirtir Prishtam Gireriva.
Kirtir Prishtam Gireriva.
Kirtir Prishtam Gireriva.
Kirtir Prishtam Gireriva.
Urdhva Pavitro Vajiniva Swamritamasmi.
Urdhva Pavitro Vajiniva Swamritamasmi.
Urdhva Pavitro Vajiniva Swamritamasmi.
Urdhva Pavitro Vajiniva Swamritamasmi.
Dravina Gumsa Varchasam.
Dravina Gumsa Varchasam.
Dravina Gumsa Varchasam.
Dravina Gumsa Varchasam.
Sumedha Amritokshitaha.
Sumedha Amritokshitaha.
Amritokshitaha. Iti Trishankor Veda Nuvachanam.
Iti Trishankor Veda Nuvachanam.
Iti Trishankor Veda Nuvachanam.
Iti Trishankor Veda Nuvachanam.
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Let's try it together.
Om 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 Aham Vrikshasya Reriva. Kirti Prishtam Gireriva. Urdhva Pavitro Vajiniva Swamritamasmi. Dravina Gumsa Varchasam.
Sumedha Amritokshitaha.
Iti Trishankor Veda Nuvachanam.
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
I have to raise my shirt a little bit.
Om Om Aham Vrikshasya Reriva. Kirti Prishtangireriva. Urdhva Pavitro Vajiniva Swamritamasmi. Dravina Gumsa Varchasam.
Sumedha Amritokshitaha.
Iti Trishankor Veda Nuvachanam.
Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi.
Om Aham Vrikshasya Reriva.
Kirti Prishtam Gireriva.
Urdhva Pavitro Vajiniva Swamritamasmi.
Dravina Gumsa Varchasam.
Sumedha Amritokshitaha.
Iti Trishankor Veda Nuvachanam.
Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi.
Om Aham Vrikshasya Reriva.
Kirti Prishtangireriva.
Urdhva Pavitro Vajiniva Swamritamasmi.
Dravina Gumsa Varchasam.
Sumedha Amritokshitaha.
Iti Trishankor Veda Nuvachanam.
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Okay, let's take a little stand at break because we're going to do now Atma Bodha. We're on verse 17, I think, aren't we?
Sada sarvagato pyatma Sada sarvagato vyatma na sarvatra vipassate
na sarvatra
vipassate buddha veva vipassate swacheshu pratibimbavat swacheshu pratibimbavat
swacheshu pratibimbavat
Sada sarvagato pyatma
Sada sarvagato pyatma
Nasarvatra vipassate
Nasarvatra vipassate
Buddha veva vipassate
Buddha veva vipassate
Swacheshu pratibimbavat
Swacheshu pratibimbavat
Let's break the sandhi and then go through the word meaning, then we'll chant it some more. So I'll break the sandhi. Sada sarvagataha api atma. Sarvagataha api atma. Na sarvatra avabhasate. So sada sarvagataha api atma. Na sarvatra avabhasate. Buddhau eva avabhasate. That av, buddhau. Au plus a, ave. Buddhau eva avabhasate. Swacheshu pratibimbavat. Sada, always, indeclinable. Sarvagataha, all-pervasive. Literally, the two words there, sarva means all, gataha is a past passive participle from gam. You haven't learned that yet, but I'm going to still start using these words so that when we do learn them, this is a past passive participle. Okay. So gam means to go. Gataha, as a past passive participle, means is gone. And it's declined like a noun. So gataha is gone. Sarva gataha, that which has gone everywhere. That which has gone all, to all places, right? So sarva gataha, that which has gone everywhere, all pervasive. Okay? So sarva gataha, all pervasive. Nominative singular like Rama, Ramaha.
It's declined like a noun.
Past passive participle. Participles are verbal forms that have become nouns. Adjectives, actually. So it's declined like an adjective because gataha, now it's masculine. Because atma is masculine. But it could...
But this is the same one we did, gum gutch.
Yes.
As a verb, right?
Gum gutch is a... Gum is the verbal root. That verbal root then goes into making what we call a past passive participle, gata, and which is becomes an adjectival. So sarvagataha means all pervasive, that which has gone everywhere. Okay, nominative singular like Rama, Ramaha. Api, indeclinable, means also or even though. Api means also, even though, and sometimes it translates as and. Here it's going to be even though. Atma. Nominative singular form Atman. You haven't learned the unending nouns yet. So Atma, nominative singular. Na, not. Sarvatra is an indeclinable. That tra affix with sarva means everywhere. That tra gives a locative sense. Sarvatra, everywhere. Indeclinable. Avabhasate, to shine or appear. So let's look at that first line. Sada sarvagataha api atma. Api is even though the self is always all-pervasive. Sada, always, sarvagataha, all-pervasive, api, even though atma. Even though the atma is always sarvagata, all-pervasive, Na sarvatra avabhasate. It doesn't shine everywhere. Okay. He'll give an example to show what he means now. Avabhasa te is the atmane put a third person singular in the present tense. Te ending like T ending. Avabhasa te, na avabhasa te. It does not shine. So atma, na avabhasa te. The atma does not shine or does not appear atra everywhere. Doesn't shine everywhere. So what does he mean by that? Even though the atma is all pervasive, pervasive in fact is the upadana karanam. Right, that what we've been talking, like the clay is all pervasive to the pot. The Atma is all pervasive. There's no place where it is not. Still, Nasarvatra Avabhasate, it does not shine everywhere. Okay? That's the first line. Budau, like Harau. Locative singular. Remember Hari? Locative singular of Hari is Harau. This is Buddhi. Buddhi is actually feminine, but it's going to be exactly the same in the feminine and the feminine short e-ending nouns, which you haven't learned yet, are the same as masculine in the locative. So, buddhau. In the buddhi. Eva, in alone or indeed, right? Avabhasate. It shines in the buddhi alone. Buddhau eva avabhasate. Okay? In the buddhi, locative singular, eva indeed, indeclinable or alone, or only. Only, alone, indeed, verily. Sometimes, Ava, you don't translate it into English, but you know that there's an emphasis being given. So that's how this indeclinable is used. We have to decide how to translate it into English. So, buddhau, Ava, avabhasate, it shines in the buddhi alone. Swatcheshu, pratibimbavat. Vat is an indeclinable affix that goes on to a noun or adjective, and it means like. Okay? Pratibimba means a reflection. Pratibimbavat, like the reflection. Pratibimbavat, like the reflection. Swatcheshu, locative plural, like rameshu. Swatcha means mirror. A swatcha is a mirror.
It doesn't mean clean or pure.
I think it probably does also, but in this case it means mirror. Mirrors. Like you would say, pratibimbavat, like reflections in mirrors, because since they use the plural. Right? It's interesting that they choose to use the plural because it shines only in the buddhi, like a reflection or like reflections or a reflection, pratibimbavat, like a reflection in mirrors. Right? Because there's only one atma. Right? And there are many buddhis. So there's just a little nicety there. So sada sarvagato pyatma, even though the atma is sarvagataha, even though the atma is sarvagataha, it does not avabhasate shine everywhere. Buddhau eva avabhasate, it only shines in the buddhi. Swatcheshu pratibimbavat, so like the reflection in mirrors. So when we're looking at this creation, from the standpoint of the creation, it doesn't shine everywhere, Satchitananda. You don't take the rug to be conscious being. Right? So the whole Satchitananda, the very swarupa of the Atma, is really only completely reflected in the buddhi. It's not completely reflected in the chair, for instance. Even though it's the very swabhava, it's the very nature of the chair or the table. The table or the chair doesn't reflect it. It's only reflected fully in the buddhi. Okay.
This everywhere is
sarvatra. And that tra affix is an indeclinable affix that can be added to pronouns. Like, for instance, if I were to say the word, for the word tut means that. Tatra means there. Yetra means where. So that tra affix is added on to pronouns. Sarva is declined as a pronoun. So sarvatra instead it would be everywhere because sarva means all.
Okay. And na means not everywhere. Conversely, if you wanted
to. It does not shine.
Could you say, if you want to say nowhere, would you say sarvatra?
No, because with the, I know what you're saying, but it's usually not used with sarvatra. But the nessa sarvatra would be either nowhere, or it does not shine anywhere, right? Or everywhere, yeah. Everybody see it? So.
So how does it shine? It shines through vision, or it shines through.
No, your buddhi is conscious, right? Sat Chit Ananda is totally like a mirror. Your buddhi acts as a mirror to your being, fully, right? Because the existence, the consciousness, the wholeness, everything is fully reflected in that mirror. But everything is not fully reflected in the table, even though the table is equally, you know, Sat Chit Ananda.
Okay.
But the upadhi doesn't fully reflect it.
So the shine we are being used is what we commonly say conscious. This is conscious or sensuous.
Yeah, exactly. Because otherwise, why? You have to say, well, if Sat Chit Ananda is the material cause, the upadana karanam of everything. And it is everywhere, right? Then why isn't everything conscious then? You know? That's why. So it's just looking at it from the upadhi, bringing in the upadhi.
I guess you know that. See, the trouble I have with that is, how can I know that? You know, it's like. I mean, it's like I can, and I'm sure there's a strategy in Vedanta to kind of reveal that, you know. It's like, how do I know that the tree doesn't know? You know, it's like, just because the tree doesn't have sense organs, or I can't communicate, the tree can't tell me that. But maybe the tree has a whole vast of consciousness that I have, you know. It's just, there's a certain kind of, how do I really know that? You know what I mean?
Well, in terms of living beings, we don't know, because we know what degree of consciousness we have, you know, but in terms of what the tree's experience is, we don't know, but we do take the tree to be a jiva, any living thing to be a jiva. Now, in our experience, just in our relative experience, we could say, you know, the tree and the worm and the insect, and all of these things that are born and die, they all have a jiva. So they all reflect consciousness, right? But we wouldn't say that this chair reflects consciousness from its own standpoint. It isn't. It's something that we create from matter, right? And our experience is not that the tree or the rug or the chair reflects consciousness from its own standpoint. From Ishwara's standpoint, the whole thing is in consciousness. So now say you want to say, well, how do I really know that this chair doesn't have a jiva, doesn't have a sukshma sharira, a subtle body? Well, just from our experience, we don't think that it does. But if it does, it doesn't mean anything to say it does. That's just something that we don't know. But if it does, then it's going to have some sort of experience of its own. Right? If it doesn't have a sukshma sharira, subtle body, it's not going to have an experience of its own. Right? But to us, that's, in a sense, in terms of the vision of Vedanta, it's irrelevant. Like, in this way, say you have a dream, and in that dream, some are jivas, and by jivas means they reflect consciousness, so they have a self-awareness. Do you see what I'm saying? And some of the things in the dream don't reflect awareness. So they don't have a self-awareness. They're in awareness. They're nothing but awareness. But they don't reflect awareness. Now say, you want to say, well, it's important to me to know exactly what things in that dream reflect awareness and what things don't. Then that's a whole kind of different inquiry. It's almost like a scientific inquiry. Let me determine which things have self-reflecting awareness and which things don't. That's important to me. It's not important to Vedanta. From the standpoint of Vedanta, everything in the dream is equally consciousness. Some things in the dream obviously reflect awareness. Some things in the dream obviously don't reflect awareness from their own standpoint. Now you're saying, what if some of the things that don't obviously reflect awareness do? Well, then they do, and that's something to be discovered.
So the tree does have a buddhi?
Buddhi, or it has a, we would call, what do you call it? A sukshma sharira. So it's going to be limited. Limited buddhi, because it does react. So if you use buddhi for the whole mind, you know, it's not going to be a developed mind in the sense of this. Or maybe it is developed. We know that it responds. It responds to fear. It responds to love. It, you know, it has a sukshma sharira.
Mm-hmm. So, right, that we know, actually.
Yeah, so take the buddhi. If you take buddhi to be sukshma sharira, maybe that'll be more clear.
Yeah, that's a good clarification. Thank you.
Yeah. So, let's see if we can chant it. Sada sarvagato pyatma, sada sarvagato pyatma, nisarvatra vipassate, nisarvatra vipassate, buddhau veva vipassate, buddhau veva vipassate, svacheshu pratibimbavat, svacheshu pratibimbavat. Is everybody okay with this one? Dehendriya mano buddhi. Prakriti pyo vilakshanam, tadvritti sakshinam vidyat, atmanam rajavatsada, dehendriya mano buddhi, prakriti pyo vilakshanam. Tadvritti sakshinam vidyat, atmanam rajavatsada. Okay, break the sandhi. Deha, indriya, mana. That mano, it's mano because it's manas. The word is manas. You haven't learned us ending nouns yet. So the is will become an O here. There's special sundays that you're going to have to learn for the is ending nouns.
But okay. Manaha would also have become mano, right?
Yeah, but the but not but but manaha, that would be an ending, right? Like if, like Rama becomes Ramaha,
right,
is an ending.
So,
so this is
compounded.
The, yeah, the, yeah. So the reason you're seeing manas become mano is because the word is manas. But the word isn't Ramas, it's Rama, Ramaha, that has an ending, right? Well, Manas, that is a part of the word Manas. And so it will go through the same sandhi as the is, which goes into Vasarga, okay? So we'll see, we haven't learned Manas, how to decline ascending nouns yet. So Deha, Indriya, Manas, Buddhi, Prakriti Bhyaha. So one compound, Deha, Indriya, Manas, Buddhi, Prakriti Bhyaha. And that Bhyaha is going to be fifth case, plural, ablative plural. Vilakshanam. Tat, Vritti, Sakshinam. The word for Sakshi is Sakshin. The substantive is an in-ending noun. Sakshin, like atman is unending for the substantive. Sakshi, which you know is sakshi, the substantive is sakshin, an in-ending noun, which you haven't learned yet. Okay, so sakshinam is the accusative singular. The accusative singular of sakshin. So tat vritti sakshinam. Vidyat. Atmanam Rajavat Sada. Okay? Going to the second line, the verb is vidyat. It's in the third person singular, it's potential, and you haven't learned potential yet. So vidyat, may you know. May one know, from the root vid. Yat is the termination third for the potential. So that's third person singular. So it's not vidya, like a noun, like a ramat or something, oh. Or it's not like ramat. And anyway, if you pick the word vidya, that's feminine, so it'd be vidyayaha. So vidyat, you know, feminine a ending is vidyayaha. So vidyat means may one know potential, which you haven't learned. May one know what? Atmanam. Atmanam is accusative singular. May one know the self. That's your basic sentence. May one know the self. Okay? Vidyat Atmanam. Now go up to the next line, first line. Deha, Indriya, the body, the sense organs, the mind, the intellect, Prakriti. The Prakriti is the material cause. It's the material cause of Maya, the three gunas. Okay, so Prakriti is everything that is objectified in the creation. Vilakshanam, that which is different than. Lakshana means that which is which can be defined as, or what is the nature of something, the characteristics of something, the definition of something is the lakshana. Vilakshana means that which is by nature different than. So vilakshanam, that which is different than, opposed to, other than. Okay. May you know the self, the atma, to be vilakshanam, defined differently, to be different than the body and the sense organs and the mind and the buddhi and the prakriti. In a compound, there's different kinds of compounds. One kind of compound, you can string a bunch of words together, drop out all of the endings, like if I went Rama, Lakshmana, Sita. That's a compound. I'll drop all the endings. Rama, Lakshmana, Sita. Right? Who's the other brother? Who's Lakshmana's brother? Just Bharata?
Four of them.
Yeah.
Ram, Lakshman, Bharat,
Shatrughan. Okay. Anyway. So see, if I would just list all of those names, drop out the and, drop off the endings, that's called a dwandra compound. So here, if you see, there's Deha, Indriya, Manas, Buddhi, Prakriti, and then the ending is at the end, Bhyaha. That's an ablative plural. Okay. So if something is different from something, so the thing that is different from is put in the ablative. So may you know the self to be different from the body, the sense organs, the mind, the buddhi, the prakriti. The prakriti is going to stand for the whole, anything that can be objectified. And actually the body, mind, sense organs, buddhi are all part of the prakriti. Right? But the prakriti is more inclusive. So you could say from the prakriti, which includes the body, mind, sense organs, or just say and for all of them. Deha, indriya, manas, buddhi, prakriti, bhyaha, vilakshanam. Vidyat, atmanam. May you know the self, accusative singular, vilakshanam, accusative singular, to be different from these things. May you know the self to be tad, vritti, sakshinam, to be the sakshi. Accusative singular. May you know the Atma to be the sakshi, tat vritti, of their activities. Vritti means activity, function. There's all kinds of meanings for vritti. May you know the self to be the sakshi of their activities. Actually, you know, they didn't really do this in the Bhasha, but you could also take it like this, which worked for me, works a little bit better. May you know the self to be different from the body, sense organs, mind, and buddhi, which are prakriti. All of those are prakriti. May you know the self to be the sakshi of their activities. Because the reason I'm doing it that way is because The sakshi is in reference to the body, mind, sense organs. And body, mind, sense organs, organs of action, you know, those are all points of identification. So may you know the Atma to be the sakshi of their vrittis, of their activities. The activities of who? The deha, indriya, manas, buddhi, which are prakriti.
Then
Rajavat Sada. So may you know the Atma to always be the sakshi of their activities, Rajavat, like a king. Like a king who rules the kingdom, sits on the throne. This is the way this image is used. Sits on the throne, and the king's ministers run around and all do all of the activities in the name of the king. Right? The king remains, abides there as the witness of that. Anybody see? Raja, king, Rajavat. Vat is the indeclinable there. Rajavat, like the king. Sada, indeclinable, always. So may you know the Atma to be the sakshi of their activities. Then Sada, may you know the Atma to always be the sakshi of their activities, Rajavat, like a king. You see it?
To know that is like a king behavior type of thing.
That, well, when we used to know that the Atma is the sakshi of all of their activities. Yeah. Know the Atma is the sakshi of all their activities, like the king is the sakshi of all the activities of the ministers. Right? So you have to kind of provide what would be the prakriti for the king, right? So for the king, all of the activities are of the ministers and the people who are actually doing the work of ruling the kingdom. The sakshi is the king sits as the sakshi. Okay.
So like the king does in brackets.
That's right. Yeah. Like the king is the sakshi of the activities of the minister, like that, the Atma is the sakshi of the activities of the body, the mind, the sense organs. Okay. Let's try to chant it and then we'll take our break. Dehendriya mano buddhi prakriti pyo vilakshanam tadvritti sakshinam vidyat Atmanam Rajavatsada. Now in the first line we wouldn't break that. I'm breaking it just so that you can read it, but because we won't break a compound like that. So let's try it again. Dehendriya mano buddhi prakriti pyo vilakshanam. 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 Tadvritti sakshinam vidyat atmanam rajavat sada. Tadvritti sakshinam vidyat atmanam rajavat sada. That's good. Okay, let's take our break because you have to move your cars. Car moving fast. Okay, get out the neuters for the neuter E's and U's. Okay, that would be Vadi and Madhu. I want to refresh you on this. You've done Vadi. Vadi and Madhu are, again, the neuter E's are exactly the same. Okay? Now, this is what you have to remember about the neuter E ending, okay, because that'll make it easy to do the U ending. If the affix begins in a vowel, it will take an augment na before it, okay? So just look at vadi for a minute, okay? So I can tell you exactly what I mean.
If for Vari, in the nominative, the endings are blank, longi, and shorty. Here are two terminations that begin with a vowel. When the termination begins in a vowel, it's going to take the augment na. And that na will sometimes be this, right? The na will sometimes be this, depending upon if a ra is preceding. So for the word vadi, because that ra is preceding the na augment, it'll change to a lingual. Right? So that's what I want in your mind, even if you don't remember all of these rules, I want you to be very flexible in knowing that this na, because of sandhi, will often be a lingual na. A dental na will often change to a lingual na. So, now, that being
said, I forget what we call that.
What?
I just forget. That's okay. Go ahead.
Lingual?
No.
Dental
the
na?
The apex, how we construct the thing. I forget the names for it. For the construction. You get the terminator.
Yeah.
You get the terminator.
The termination.
The termination.
The affix. This is an augment.
Augment.
This is an affix. This is an augment.
Thank you. I forgot.
Okay.
Wait, that's the augment. And what is
the na is the augment. The affix is the actual termination that you're going to be adding, right? The vibhakti, the termination.
Uh-huh.
So here's you've got e or e. And what I'm saying is that this e or e will take a na augment before it.
In both cases, right? Varvarani and Madhuni.
Yeah, what I'm trying to tell you is this. Neuter. Neuter E and U ending nouns are done exactly in the same way. Okay? Just like masculine, E and U, exactly the same. Feminine, E and U, exactly the same. If you know Gunan Vridi, if you know Sandhi, okay? So there's no difference at all if you know Guna and Vritti and Sandhi. Okay? So I want to show you that.
And what determines the na or na?
If it's, for your purposes now, if it's preceded by a ra. Okay.
Then what happens? Preceded by a ra?
It'll take the lingual na.
Okay.
So now if we are working with, first of all, a vadi, and the affixes are your blank
E-U.
Body plus nothing is body. Okay. What would body plus E be? Well, you have to add the affix, the augment. If the ending begins with a vowel, it takes the augment no.
One.
So it would be body plus the augment, no. Body me.
Why doesn't the short E of body and the augment, the affect E become body me over there?
This is body plus E, and since this begins with a vowel, it will take the augment, that's the rule. Any termination that begins with a vowel, we'll take this E augment.
Right, but I mean, like, in body, there's a small E already. In body, there's a choti, there's a small E. And then we have the long E, right?
The affix is long E.
So it's a combination of the small E of body and the affect of the long E.
You're not listening to me. Listen.
Write out the formula?
What I'm saying is that whenever an affix begins with a vowel, it will take in front of it a na. So now we would have vari, which is the word, plus the affix na, which is going to change to na because of the otter, plus e.
Oh, sorry. Okay, good.
Got it. Augment means it's going to come before. If the thing begins with a vowel, right? You see that, Hasa?
Yeah, the vowel
Yeah, I'm just kind of trying to put this together. So the vowel here is, because there has to be a vowel, I mean, I understand that there's a long E because, well, I'm actually just still trying to figure out why is it a long E versus a short E that you end as an affix.
You have your Bhandarkar?
Yeah.
Everybody have their Bhandarkar? Go to, just a second here.
You did.
There's a, just a minute, all right? You'll find it. Oh, thanks. That's what I'm looking for. Yeah, thank you. Okay, go to page 16. Do you see where it says neuter? It says neuter. The endings are none. See that? None. You see, go down in the middle of the page, neuter. None, long E, and E. Everyone see that? These are the endings that are going to be added on in the nominative case.
Okay.
All right. The endings added on in the nominative case are blank, long E, and E. Okay, now look at the next paragraph. Before the terminations beginning with a vowel, N is added onto the nouns in E of the neuter gender. E is lengthened before the nominative and accusative plural terminations, which I haven't gotten to yet.
Okay,
so now, what are they saying? Here in the nominative, you've got, your terminations are blank, none, long E, and short E. Before terminations beginning with a vowel, there takes an N alternate. Okay? So now if we do for the nominative case, body. Body plus an E termination beginning with a vowel is going to take the N augment, which will be na because of the ra sandhi. And this, there's a rule that this E termination will become long E in the accusative. So you just have to memorize that. So see the pattern? Body, varini, varini. There's your augment. Remember palam, palay, palani? Okay. Body, varini, varini. Okay. So you memorize this because... Now, if it were madhu, followed exactly the same rules, what would it be? No ending. And here we have this dental na because there's no preceding ra. So that's why I want you to get used to always seeing this na. No, this na will sometimes change into this. Because of sunny, if it's preceded by a ra particularly. Okay? So if it follows the same pattern, what would this be?
Small E or long E?
Maduni, Vadi, oh, I'm sorry. Sorry. Okay? So you see how they're exactly the same? So if you know this, you know this. Okay. Now, in the neuter, the nominative and accusative are the same. So vadi, vadini, vadini, madu, madini, maduni, same, nominative and accusative. Okay? Now, go to page... Yeah, okay. 22. Instrumental endings. Okay. Ah. Gyan. This.
Same thing is going to apply. If the termination begins with a vowel, it gets a na augment. So what would vadi be? Madhya? Right? See? Begins with a vowel. Begins with a vowel, takes a na augment. So vadi, na. Madhu, na. Do you see it?
Kind of. I don't quite know what's... I mean, I'm actually a little lost, but it's...
Okay, just a minute. We just did...
On 22 here, where are we exactly? On the bottom?
On the bottom. This is the instrumental case.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We just did... Right, the nominative and accusative. Now we're doing the instrumental. Okay? If we're doing the instrumental, the first thing I'm going to do is put the endings on. The instrumental endings, which are abhyam bis. Okay? What are the rules? Simply, that if the termination begins with a vowel, it will take a na augment. Right? So if you see ah, it's going to become na. So vadi plus ah would be vadi na. Madhu plus a would be madhu na. Is everybody with me?
So it actually has to take an augment because you can't put two vowels together, right? Otherwise it's going to just be...
No, no, but in a lot of the declensions...
Oh,
too,
well, it could just be... Anyway.
Yeah, it'll just suddenly, but it just happens that in the neuter declension, for a and for e and u ending, and r ending, which we haven't done yet, right, it'll take this augment.
Right, so instead of vadi a, it'll be vadi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Everybody with me? So, here, vadi plus bhyam. Vadi bhyam. Madhu bhyam. By this point, you should know that whether it's vadi bhyam, vadi bhyam, vadi bhyam, it's bhyam, okay? Bhyan means it's always going to be the same, right? So bhyan is the same in the instrumental, the dative, and the ablative. This is always going to be, this is vadi bis, madhu bis, it doesn't make any difference. This is instrumental plural, okay? Always. So here you have vadi bihi, or the is in usage becomes visarga. And madhubihi. Bhyam is the ending, vadi bhyam, right? Bis is the ending, vadi bihi, right? Is becomes visarga in usage. Madhu bhyam, madhubihi. You okay? You sure?
Well, how does it become visarga? I'm just. I'm not quite sure about that.
The rule is that when a termination may end in s, but in usage, it will be visarga. Okay? And so when you're memorizing the vibhaktis, most people will memorize it with the visarga. Like when you've memorized some before, right? Mm-hmm. Do you memorize it with the is or with the visarga? Like would you memorize it as vadi na, vadi pyam, vadi bis?
No, that's the visarga actually.
Okay. So, but you should know that that visarga is in the actual terminations is an is, which in usage becomes visarga.
And usage means...
When you're using it in a sentence.
Uh-huh. Well, that's kind of...
Like, if you want to, I'm used to putting the full, the actual vibhakti on, but I could have written it like this. Maybe that would help. But I want you in your mind, I'm going to keep it as that is, because I want you to know... that many terminations end in an is. And when you're memorizing just the raw termination, you'll usually memorize it with an is, and then that is always going to be a visarga in usage. So just like I like you to know that in is often this, su is often this. So a sa is often changed to a sha, a na is often changed to a na, an is. It's almost always changed, if it's an affix, it's almost always changed to visarga.
Wow.
So you need to know that, right?
Okay.
You know, we've also said that we don't really need to memorize the raw terminations, right?
No, the only reason I'm, no. But the reason I'm doing this is so that, because I want you to get used to seeing how things are the same.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, yeah. I understand. But in terms of memorizing, you know, it's okay if we don't.
It is, but you'll find that after we've done this a few times and we get into the consonant ending nouns, when you see what the actual terminations are, you'll see, oh, these are the terminations and they're applied across the board. You already, like the three byams, bis, byaha, os, os, right? You know these. And then once you see what the terminations are and you understand sandhi, you know.
Right, but it's possible to decipher the pattern even without knowing.
Absolutely. Right. Right. But I need you to get used to some sandhi. Okay.
What is that, the top on the right? What is that word? I think we read it. The very
here?
No, the top. Oh, yeah.
Bis.
Oh, okay.
Bidi. Bis.
Okay.
Okay. Go to page 26. We're going to take a look at the dative and ablative. Dative first. Dative, if you look where it says nouns ending in u, masculine and neuter are the same endings. Dative is a, byam, byaha. This byam and byaha, that should just be totally known at this point. So, if I have body plus A is going to be what? Because this begins with a vowel. It'll take, since this termination begins with a vowel, it'll take the A, body name. And this will be exactly the same. Body pyam. Body pyaha. Okay? What about madhu? Madhune. Madhu pyam. Madhu pyam. Madhubhyam, madhubhyaha. Okay, so that's your dative. Ablative. The ablative ending is us. Us. What would it be? Body.
Body.
So we're at us now. Okay, for ablative. Varinaha. A takes the na augment. So, varinaha. Vyam and vis. Vyam and vyaha. And what would it be for madhu? How would I add us to madhu?
What's in the
word? Naha.
Pin? You see it? You do?
I will. Because there's an u, yeah. Then
the ending is us.
Yeah.
Okay. If the ending is us, it'll take a na augment.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So madhu? Yeah.
Because of the u.
Well, it's e and u ending nouns are declined in exactly the same way. And so the reason it takes the na augment is because the termination begins with a vowel. The termination is us.
Okay.
Okay. For body, same thing. If the termination begins with a vowel, it'll take an augment. It'll take a na augment.
And it went lingual because of the na.
Yeah.
Okay.
Really see? And so that doesn't apply here because the termination begins with a consonant. Okay? Let's look at the
better. Our Gandhianin is us, and now os, and non. It's probably on, actually. Let me make sure what it is here. If you go to page 31, they just keep it as non. Okay, that's all right. That's good. Okay, so us. Body plus us would be what? Remember, this is the Vasarga, right? What would it be? Somebody else? Body and the What about os? Let's think about it. Here you have body. You have a termination that begins with a vowel. So you're going to add the augment na. If you can do this, body naha, you can do this, body noho. How is it different? What's the problem?
One sentence is a vowel and one sentence isn't.
What's it? How is a vowel? O is a vowel.
Oh, yeah.
Is it O a vowel?
O is a vowel?
Yeah. O is a vowel?
Yeah.
It's a diphthong. Right?
Oh, okay.
What are the vowels? A, A, E, E, O. A, I, O, O. These are vowels. Does everybody know that these are vowels?
Yeah, but I'll tell you what, it took me a long time to figure out that these were vowels, because here it says vowels and here it says diphthongs. Took a long time for me to figure out that these were actually vowels because of the way this chart is set up.
Okay.
That they were both vowels.
That's interesting.
Isn't that stupid? But it took me a while. I went, oh, okay, it's a vowel. Because it says diphthongs.
Let me see the chart. It doesn't just say vowels, it says simple vowels.
Right. But it took me a while to understand that that whole group
are vowels.
Yeah. All it's right. A simple thing, but just so you know, the beginner mind, that's the way it works.
That's interesting. Does anybody else have that problem? That's this really important thing to know what the vowels are. Diphthongs are vowels, and
you
the word.
Can title like vowels and then put simple in
the I will. Diphthong. I will do that. In the word diphthong means it's really a vowel that is made, the word itself means it's a vowel that is made of two or more vowels. You know, that's what makes it a diphthong. So, for instance, the letter A is A plus E, I is A plus E, O is A plus U, and A is A plus U. So, yeah, they are vowels. So, that's interesting. I'll change that on the chart. I'll change it as it is. Okay, so now if you understand that os is a vowel, then there's no difference between how us will be treated and how os will be treated. Right? So we have body plus the na affix, affix plus us, body naha, and body noho. Right? And then nam. What's that going to be? Just body and nam. That na will change to na because of the ra. Right? So body naha, body noho, body nam. What would madhu be? What's the rule?
What
No. Oh, sorry. Thank you. And plural?
Adunam.
Okay. You're going to see? What if I, let's do the locative. Locative endings. I os chu. I os. It's actually su that will change to shu. Okay. So what would the locative for body be? Begins with a vowel. Begins with a vowel.
Body.
Body. If the ending is E, it's going to take a na augment. So you're going to have body plus the na plus E. Body, ni. And what would this be? If the ending is os, you have body plus the n.
Varinos.
Yeah. And you can make that into a visarga. Body noho. And if the ending is su, body plus su, this is where the su will change to sh, because if it's not preceded by an r a, that su will become sh. So then you have body shu, body for shu. Now it's not beginning with a consonant, so body shu. And what would madu be?
Maduni.
Good. Madini. Right? Sure. Madini. What would this one be?
Maduno.
Noho. You have to put the visarga on there. Madunoho. Because the ending is os, right? So you get that visarga. Madunoho. And this? Madushu. Oops. Get in. Madu plus shu, vadi plus shu, madu plus shu. Here, this su becomes sh if the preceding vowel is not an r a. Okay? Everyone see? The vocative.
So, how it becomes sha to. I mean, how it's.
Sa
to sha.
Sa will become sha. Just like na often becomes na, sa will often become sha if it's not preceded by an r a. Right, so we would have, like, for instance, ra ma su for the feminine. Right? But we would have madu shu or ra me shu or hari shu, because the su, the su affix, the su, is not preceded by an r a. Then it'll, if when that's the case, it'll change to sh by sandhi. So that's why I'm saying you need to get used to seeing the su change to sh. You need to get used to seeing the na change to na, because it's very, it happens very frequently. Okay? What about, let's see what they've got for the vocative. Vocative, remember vocatives have to, the singulars always, the nominatives, I mean the singulars always have to be memorized in the vocative. For the vocative for vadi, it's two different forms, vadi or vade. To memorize that. And then it would be just like in the let me do it like this. If we're body, it's body or vade. What would madhu be? Madhu or madho. Guna? Guna. Right? What's the good? The guna letter of E is A. The guna letter of U is O. So if this is vadi vade, this would be madhu madho. And then you have to go back, the dual and plural are always the same as the nominative. So this would be vadi ni, wangi. And vadini, you have to memorize that the E becomes long just by rule. This would be Madhuni, Madhuni. Okay? A problem there?
Well, what is the two vocatives?
It's just, that'll happen in some other cases also where, for who knows why, there's not a good reason to give you. Mm-hmm. It just so happens that for neuter E's, there's two forms. Now, you're going to find when we get into the short feminine E's and feminine U's, there's two forms. Even for the dative and the, for the instrumental all the way down, there'll be two forms, two ways that it can be declined. So that happens once in a while. So it's not like there's some big logical reason for it. Right? So is that enough of an answer for you?
Sure. I was just going to try to put some context in.
Yeah, that's not a context, except once in a while. I'm thinking especially in the E, short E and U endings, you'll see that.
So then in different ragas or different contexts, you can use whatever you want.
That's right. Yeah. Exactly. Take a look at your body. Okay, body. Your hand up. You see the notes I've got in the bottom there? Mm-hmm. Let's look at those. Nouns ending in E, U, and R. We didn't do the R, I don't have those yet. No, I'll give them to you soon. Follow the same pattern and take the augment in before vowel case terminations. The final E, U, R is lengthened in the nominative and accusative plural. Okay? Let's see, type it here. Number two, adjectives ending in E and U when used with neuter nouns are optionally declined. Oh, that's, never mind. Three, neuter E ending nouns are quite rare. Okay. The only one you need to be concerned with at this point is that number one. So now hold in your hand the neuter on your left side and the neuter E on your left and the, or have on the ground there, madhu on the right side. And just repeat after me. Okay? Ready? Nominative. Vadi, vadini, vadini. Madhu, madhuni, madhuni. Do you all see it as exactly the same, taking the augment in? Okay. So repeat. Now, accusative. Vadi, vadini, vadini, madhu, madhuni, madhuni. Repeat. Instrumental. Is there a problem?
Madhuni.
The U lengthens, just like the E lengthens. Okay. Instrumental. Vadi na,
vadi bhyam vadi bhihi. Madhuna madhu bhyam madhu bhihi. Varina vadi bhyam vadi bhihi. Madhuna madhu bhyam madhu bhihi. Varine vadi bhyam vadi bhyaha. Madhune madhu bhyam madhu bhyaha. Varine vadi bhyam vadi bhyaha. Madhune madhu bhyam madhu bhyaha. Varinaha vadi bhyam vadi bhyaha. Madhunaha madhu bhyam madhu bhyaha. Varinaha vadi bhyam vadi bhyaha. Madhunaha madhu bhyam madhu bhyaha. Varinaha varinoho varinam. Sorry, go ahead. Varinaha madhunaha madhunoho madhunam. Look at it. Varini varinoho varishu. Madhuni madhunoho madhushu. If I did this, let me check this. Good. Did I don't think I mentioned that in the, look at the genitive and locative plural, that there's an elongation of the U and the E, vadi nam, madhu nam. I don't think I think I might probably did it, but I didn't say it.
No, it
should be vadi nam and madhu nam. Long U there and long E. Okay. Vocative. Vadi vare. Oh, I don't have a second. Okay. Vadi vare. Another typo, okay. Vadi vare, varini, varini. Madhu, madho. Madhuni, madhuni. Okay, good. Sorry, I found another typo here. It's worse, but... Okay. Okay, I'll save that for next time. What I want to do is be able to put up like 5 or 6 different instrumental singulars. Like
for instance, if I were to say, okay, what's the instrumental singular of Rama? Actually, Ramana. The and ah endings are different.
You know, so you have to learn that. But then for Hari, it's Hari Na. It takes the affix Na, Hari Na, even though this is a masculine E, right? And Guru is Guru Na. Then Vadi is Vadi Na. Here it's Vadi Na because it's taking an augment, where here the affix, the thing is actually Na. Okay? But they do these kind of things for there to be similarity, right? Well, it's a little bit more complicated. Let me just say, so Madhu. Madhu Na. The stock affix is Ah. Okay? And then things will happen to make it become Na. You know? But so, if you get used to, okay, Harina, Guruna, Vadina, Madhuna, you see that long Ah there. Does anybody remember what the feminine is? For Shala, it's actually Shala becomes Shale plus Ah. And that's Shalaya. Again, the affix is Ah, but Shala becomes Shale plus Ah.
Shale and instrumental?
Yeah, instrumental. Shala becomes Shale. Shala becomes Shale plus Ah is Shalaya. Dasi, belonging Dasi is Dasya. Huh? Dasi plus Ah, Dasya. Vadu. Vadva. Vadu plus Ah is Vadva. Okay? So by another, Ramena is just a. By itself, it's just a Rama and Pala are out there by itself. But here, Shala becomes Shale plus Ah, Dasi plus Ah, Dasya, Vadu plus Ah, Vadva, Madhu plus Ah, Madhuna because of the augment, Vadi plus Ah, Vadina, Guru Na. There's a reason for this Na being added on there, but it's different than here for these masculines. Okay, so. You get used to seeing these kind of forms. And so what I want to do next week is I'm going to do the R endings, but I also want to start making you recognize certain patterns.
So there's no augments on the feminine?
No. No, but, you know, when we do the, not for the E and U. For the Shala, it's not an augment. It takes Guna. Shala takes its Guna letter, it becomes A. It's not the guna of Ah. Shala becomes A. Shala becomes A. Shale. And then the Ah, A plus Ah, is Shalaya. Everybody remember, if you have an A coming together with any other vowel, including itself, it becomes. So Shala, Shale plus Ah becomes Shalaya. So.
Did you say including
small?
So Shalai
A
is
all A plus A. But that's not
Shalai. Oh, wow.
No. No, it's not. Both. That's true for the simple vowels. Or A plus A is A. E plus E is E. But A plus A is not I. If you have a diphthong plus any vowel, it changes to its semi-vowel equivalent. Okay. So these are all, you know, 70 rules. So we're going to, as we kind of work with this, we're going to have a review of Sunday.
This is Shah and Ah?
Huh?
Shah and Ah? I mean, what's...
This is an A here, the letter A. A, the vowel A.
A.
This is the vowel A. A.
Okay.
This is the vowel A.
Okay, A. Okay, got it. You can read it.
No, sorry. Okay. All right? Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya
Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.